This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. There has been an ongoing exchange of strikes between Israel and Yemen's Houthi rebels since Friday's attack in Tel Aviv. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The interception happened hours after Israeli warplanes struck several Houthi targets in the Arabian Peninsula nation. The Israeli army confirmed the airstrikes carried out by US-made F-15 and F-35 warplanes in the western Yemeni port city of Hodeidah, a Houthi stronghold. Houthi spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Sari said Israel struck fuel storage facilities and the province's power station, all of which, he said, were civilian targets. He said the attacks will not stop Yemen from supporting Gaza. Health officials in Yemen said the strikes killed a number of people and injured others, but did not elaborate. I'm Karen Chamas.
Bangladesh's Supreme Court on Sunday scraped most of the quotas on government jobs that had sparked nationwide protests by students that have killed at least 114 people in recent days. Sean Hogan from Reuters reports.
Bangladesh Attorney General A.M. Amin Adeen said the jobs should be open to candidates on merit.
The Supreme Court's appellate division, according to Article 104, gave a final solution to this quota system. That is 93% quota for general people, 5% quota for freedom fighters and their kin.
Nationwide unrest sparked following student anger against the quotas that included reserving 30% of government positions for families of those who fought for independence from Pakistan. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government scrapped the quota in 2018, but the lower court reinstated it last month.
Sean Hogan's from Reuters. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A rising number of heat-related deaths in Texas among residents who lost power during Hurricane Beryl has pushed the number of storm fatalities to at least 23. AP's Julie Walker has more.
It took more than a week to restore power for many Houston area residents, including Janet Jarrett, whose sister Pamela ended up dying the fourth day without power, the ME ruling it a heat death.
We didn't have any air. She had a hard time breathing.
Her sister used a wheelchair and relied on a feeding tube.
I wish I could have took my sister somewhere else, but it was hard to get her in my car.
Experts say it may be weeks, even years, before the full death toll is known. Beryl knocked out power to nearly 3 million homes and businesses, and it came during a heat wave. I'm Julie Walker.
The Secret Service and its director, Kimberly Cheadle, are under intense scrutiny after the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Secret Service Director Cheadle needs to be fired. Interview audio courtesy of ABC News this week with George Stephanopoulos.
It's the number one job of the Secret Service, not anything else. And I think Director Cheadle has shown the world and said that she has different priorities. She needs to go.
Cheadle is facing calls to resign and will testify on Capitol Hill on Monday as congressional committees and the Biden administration have opened a series of investigations. President Joe Biden appointed Cheadle in 2022 to take over an agency with a history of scandals. Foreign volunteers of the International Solidarity Movement are being treated in Nablus's Rafidia Hospital after being wounded in clashes with settlers in the occupied West Bank. David Hummel is a German volunteer with the organization.
A group of eight settlers from the nearby settlement came by. They were carrying metal pipes and wooden sticks, and they were out looking for trouble, and we were standing there peacefully, not a threat to anyone, when they started coming towards us.
It's a grim look at the everyday lives of local Palestinians. That's what Vivi, one of the attacked volunteers from the United States, says.
So, you know, this is what the local Palestinian people are facing every day. It's ridiculous. We are six women, some of us mothers, and they just hit us. We don't have any weapons. We were not doing anything but walking. So it's ridiculous. This is an illegal occupation. The settlers are criminals, and they need to leave.
The World Court recently ruled that Israel's occupation and settlements in the Palestinian territories are illegal and they must vacate and pay reparations. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.